Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Thanks for hanging out with me. 34 After, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Very excited about where I am. As you know, as I told you earlier, I'm broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, from the great city of Houston, great state of Texas. And the dry, parched Texas, is they're having a real problem out here. And I'm sitting in front of a good friend of mine, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity, Jay Meeks. Jay, welcome back to the show.
Glad to see you, Jim. Glad to be here.
Thank you. It's good to have you.
And yes, we need rain.
You need some rain now. Yeah. You got a problem. But thanks again for hosting us here. And,
sure.
And we'll be broadcasting all week from your gathering here this week. And I wanted to get you on the show because I always enjoy having you share some of your ideas with my audience about you're a national company. You're out there all over the country. I know you're on the road all the time, calling on customers, talking to small business owners. Tell us a little bit about what you're seeing out there across the economy.
Well, I was in Chicago just last week and had a chance to visit with some prospects up there, and a lot of fear and trepidation, frankly.
Really?
This particular company I was talking with, who is head of the project, determined whether or not they want to use us as a service. We're just saying, I'm looking forward to 2013 and 14. I don't know what that's going to be
wishing
like.
Wishing their life away, aren't they?
Yep. And I'm fearful of that. I need to be with a big company and not be dealing with this stuff on my own. So, and we're seeing also with our survey we just did about a month ago with our client companies, this national economy is still number one, but right behind that is the debt and deficits mm-hmm. that are occurring. It continues that foxhole mentality, Jim. It's just out there.
Yeah, and this is something that we just have to work through, don't we?
I mean,
it's just going to take time. It took a long time for us to get into this condition,
right?
Mm-hmm. To all accumulate all this debt, personal debt, corporate debt, government debt, which is, they seem to be going the other way.
Yeah, right.
Instead of doing what you and I are doing, deleveraging, they seem to be leveraging.
Yes,
but which is concerning a lot of folks.
That really is, and it's about the future. A thinking person knows that a couple of things are going to happen. Either one, you got to raise taxes. Get Washington to cut spending. It's like throwing alcohol
to have
another drink. But so it's got to be about raising taxes. That's got them concerned, and they're just not wanting to as a group. Now, there are exceptions. There are always exceptions out there that say, "Heck with everything, I'm going to grow my business and be successful." And
well, your business is growing.
Well, that's our kind of attitude. It's just we can't stay where we were, and wait for something to happen. We got to make things happen.
So
that's what entrepreneurs do.
Isn't that really the answer though, Jay? I mean, mm-hmm. doesn't Main Street America have to say, "Let's quit waiting on Wall Street"? Let's quit waiting on Washington. Those guys are not going to be our future. We've got to do it. If America is going to go forward, it's got to come from Main Street. Isn't that the case?
I think that you're exactly right. Look, it's what's happening now from the depths of this thing. What, maybe 2008, I guess, mm-hmm. and work our way out.
3 years ago this month.
Right.
Right now.
That's right. What an exciting time. Thanks for reminding me, Jim. Try to forget those.
It's the anniversary.
Yeah. But it's gotten better, no question about it.
Yeah.
Business owners are out there. They're making a difference. They're working mm-hmm. hard and not accepting excuses as much as, they're past the shell shock. Now let's go and try and build a nation. I think that's what's happening.
Well, I think that's one of the things that I've been telling my audience for a year and a half or so now is, okay, if your business is not going great right now, maybe you should not be saying it's the economy. Maybe you should be saying maybe it's me. Because for one thing, whatever it is that we have right now, it's what we got.
Right.
And it's not too. It's not that transitional, is it? I mean, this is our new normal right now.
Right. Yes.
And so we've got to.
It's still a $15 trillion economy.
It is.
There's a lot of money flying around out there.
Think about that. $15 trillion. And only a couple of 3 years ago, it was $13 trillion.
Right.
I mean, the economy is still growing.
Right.
As you say, there's a lot of money out there. There's a lot of demand out there. We just got to fight.
Here's what I tell our sales force. Now, we're going to talk about this later. But I tell the sales force, look, here's the deal. The world is awash in money. It's looking for a home. Why not your house?
Right.
I mean, it's that simple.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing as a business owner. Look, the money's out there. I simply have got to not make excuses. You're right.
Right.
It's all about what they're going to be doing. What am I doing today to make my business better, to serve my customer, my clients better,
mm-hmm.
so that I can grow my business?
Well, the way I've said that is somebody somewhere is buying something that
that's
you sell right now.
That's right.
Might as well be you, right?
Right. I extend it even further. I tell our folks, I say, look, there's someone somewhere in their needs praying for a service like ours. You know, that's how desperate people can
good
get.
Attitude, you know? Good attitude. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When Jay Meeks and I come back after these messages, Jay runs an absolutely rock-solid sales organization, national sales organization, and you're going to benefit from his experience, from his practices, and from his wisdom. After these messages, 20 till the hour, on the wrong side of the clock, it's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.